Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our podcast focused on domestic violence and abuse and how we support victims in the workplace in Vodafone. Joining me again for our second podcast is Dr. Jane Pillinger. She shared with us in our first podcast what we can do to support victims in the workplace and also gave us more information on how, with the COVID-19 pandemic, we're seeing a rise in cases of domestic violence and abuse. And what we're going to focus on for this podcast is how we support victims, particularly in a remote working environment, and how we can adapt our model of recognize, respond, and refer for managers and colleagues who are supporting victims in a remote working environment. So welcome back, Jane. And with that, I'd just like to start with what can managers do in a remote working environment to apply the model of recognize, respond, and refer to support victims in the workplace?
Yeah, thanks, Claudine. First of all, it's not easy. It's a new situation for many people. And it's also important that we think about ways to tailor responses and support for people who are in different situations. Taking account also that their situation may possibly change over time as well. So if, for example, there's an employee who's already been supported by a manager, and this might have been ongoing support over several months, it'll be necessary to adapt this support to remote working. There may be a situation of an employee who's disclosing for the first time, who's currently living with an abusive person, and she or he may need information about where to go for online help or to find a way to stay safe during a lockdown. But there may also be a situation of an employee who has been separated from a partner. They may have a protection order, and they may have found that during the lockdown and confinement, the protection order has been breached. So they may be supported. They may need support in contacting the police or other legal or other services. And I just want to go through now the kind of three elements of the recognise, respond and refer model. And first, it's really important to recognise the problem. It's not easy. It's not easy during confinement and lockdown, but it does mean that it's important to be aware that during confinement that abusers have a much greater chance of exercising control and abuse, causing psychological harm, physical harm, and that there may be additional stresses and pressures that lead to domestic violence and abuse increasing. So we know that there are some of the signs that need to be looked at. It's important that we recognise those signs, such as when somebody appears distressed or has switched off their video or is regularly interrupted by their partner. And part of recognising the problem is that you also recognise that you're not the expert. You can't solve the problem, but you are there as a manager to give very practical work-related help and suggestions and support. So as an employer, it's really important to recognise that when people are working remotely, working from home, that Vodafone still has a duty of care towards its employees. So it's important to remember that there may be situations where you do also need to alert the police or other first responders. It could be a domestic violence organisation, as this may save lives. It's important to seek help or advice from a domestic violence specialist if you're not sure what to do. I think as a starting point, it's really important to build trust and to communicate very clear messages to employees through your regular communication channels, through online meetings and bulletins, through your intranet, as it might help those affected to disclose. And if those messages are put out to all employees, this can really help. So it might be messages such as, you know, we understand that there's a heightened risk of domestic violence during this crisis, or that we appreciate, you know, that you're working from home and that it might be difficult and there may be somebody at home who's causing harm or fear. And to reassure people, you know, that we understand and will provide confidential practical support if it's needed. And it's really important to reiterate the point that, you know, you're a valued employee and your job is safe. Because one of the things we know from research and from practice in companies is that often victims of domestic violence tell us that they didn't disclose because they were worried that there'd be retaliation against them, that they could lose their job. So it's really important to build the trust and confidence to disclose. So recognising this is really important in the first place. The second aspect of this is, you know, managers need to be thinking about how to adapt their existing support and how to respond effectively. So it's important to communicate regularly with employees, as staying in touch and building trust and reassurance is absolutely crucial during a difficult time like this. Keeping contact through those regular one-to-one communications, finding possible safe ways to communicate with an employee is really important. You know, try and think about ways to focus on addressing work-related problems in a supportive and non-judgmental way. Don't try and force somebody to do something that they're not ready to do, and make sure that this is done with empathy. Find safe ways to communicate. This could include things like a text message or an online chat if making a telephone call is unsafe. If you're concerned about an abuser being present or nearby, you know, for example, if they're interrupting a call or maybe listening in on a call, or you sense that there's somebody nearby and that's difficult for the employee to talk, try thinking about communicating and asking questions that require a yes or a no answer, for example. That might help you to get some more information. And it's really, really important to let your colleague know that the Vodafone domestic violence policy exists, that there are supports available, and that even things like safe leave, 10 days safe leave can be, you know, can be used in these circumstances, as could be, for example, if somebody's having a really difficult time, to have a temporary reduction in work tasks, and also that there is the possibility of contacting a specialist domestic violence agency for specialist services. Try and find safe ways to communicate and provide information where there's a need for support or emergency help. It could be encouraging people to keep an emergency number, you know, that's easily accessed on a mobile phone. This could be to a manager, the police, a domestic violence agency. There may be a situation where somebody is reporting or disclosing violence and abuse for the first time, in which case you'll need to find some new safety measures for them. It might be about giving advice about how to get a protection or a safety order, how to obtain one, the benefits of this, and to give advice about contacting a domestic violence specialist. The crucial thing at this stage, particularly if it's disclosure for the first time, is to build trust with the employee to keep the conversation going. And you may need to be in touch with a domestic violence organisation and or the police if it's necessary to put in place some safety measures if there's a heightened risk identified. One of the things about online and telephone abuse is that we do know it has increased quite substantially during this time of crisis, of confinement, of increased stress, and that keeping people safe in their own homes is absolutely crucial. And one way to do that is to address this issue of online and telephone abuse. If it is as a last resort that an employee has had to leave their home for emergency accommodation in a refuge, make sure that you continue to provide support and help, if necessary, in contacting a domestic violence organisation and in keeping that support going. One of the things that I mentioned in the first podcast is that having an independent income is really crucial if survivors of domestic violence are able to leave an abuser. And it's really important to keep in contact with somebody if they have left an abusive situation. It might be that an employee has moved into emergency or safe accommodation. If this is the case, and it might be increasingly the case during a lockdown, make sure that you remain in regular contact with them, give reassurance, provide the necessary work equipment and resources, such as a computer or the cost of a safe internet connection. People may want to continue working. If it's difficult for somebody to continue working, make sure that they are able to avail of paid safe leave. And as we know in the policy, it's up to 10 days paid safe leave is available in any 1 year, but it can be extended in exceptional circumstances. And then the third element of the Vodafone support is make sure that there is referral to domestic violence specialists, including law enforcement. And we know during the lockdowns, during confinement, as people have been more socially isolated, an increasing number of countries have introduced helplines, access to service for victims of domestic violence and abuse as essential services. So this is important. While the courts and police also have become more sensitized to the needs of survivors of domestic violence during confinement. I mean, it's really interesting to note that many countries during the time of confinement, and we have some evidence here from Spain, Italy, France, and some other countries, that actually more responsive police action was taking place. And this contrasted with a period prior to confinement where often the police were not taking effective or quick action. We also know that there's been more attention to addressing issues of issuing, for example, an emergency protection order, which in some countries has been very slow to be affected, but actually in this time of emergency, we've seen much quicker fast-tracking of those emergency protection orders. So these are really important. And we've seen countries looking at public information campaigns, giving people access to information about telephone helplines. Make sure you let your colleagues know about this information. Keep this information at hand. Make sure it's up to date. It's really important that you know who to refer to if it's needed for guidance, help and support, counselling and legal advice. Many of these services have changed and many have been adapted to online and telephone support, and some are new services. So it's really important to be up to date with this information. So it's important to refer to the guidance in the toolkit on what is in the policy, adapt it. With many of us thinking on our feet during this time of confinement, it's a new issue for many of us. And I think with the support from managers, we can have a situation where many colleagues and employees can be supported during this difficult time of lockdown.
Thank you, Jane. As I've listened to you throughout this podcast and the last podcast, what's really struck me is the importance of staying connected to our colleagues and to our teams during this time of remote working to make sure that we continue to raise awareness of the issue of domestic violence and abuse, and also remind people about the policy. In addition to the policy, I want to remind listeners about Bright Sky. Bright Sky is an app that was created by the Vodafone Foundation in partnership with Hestia. It's an app and it's free to download on the App Store or Google Play. Some of the many features I just want to highlight that supports victims is it's an app that enables the user to locate their nearest support services. There's also a short questionnaire that helps users assess the safety of their current relationship. And it provides information on the different forms of abuse, which were covered in our first podcast. It also shares steps to consider if you are leaving an abusive relationship. And it has the ability for users to log incidents of domestic abuse without any content or any information being stored on the user's device. So in addition to the policy, Bright Sky is a resource that we encourage everyone to download and look at. It is an excellent resource to support victims. So in closing, I just want to say thank you again to Jane and remind listeners about our policy, about Bright Sky and the support lines, which have all been communicated through Vodafone's recent line manager guidance for remote working and health and safety. But if you have any questions or want further information, please reach out to your HR team. Thanks again to Jane, and thank you all for listening.